skip to Oisit Gimel. Shiazus b'nei beisoy ala tfilo valentilas yudoyim val birchus anehen. So the Rosh really is touching on two points, the chashivas of these three inyanim, and but more specifically he says that the chiyuv of a person should be mazer b'nei beisoy, to stress this to the members of his household, to his children, the importance of these three things. So the question is, why does he feel these are three things a person needs to stress with his children? Obviously, there are other places maybe he mentions other things, but right now he's focusing on these three things are important for a parent to stress with his children: the chiyuv of tefillah, the chiyuv of birchas and nehenen, and the chiyuv of netilas yadayim. The birchas and nehenen, the Gemara says, interesting, where does birchas hanehen play out in the person's life? What meter would you be miyachas that to? So possibly miyachas that to the meter of Ava. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a feeling of our Karas HaTayr to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives us what we need, he sustains us. So whatever, every substance we have, the birchas hanehen, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The root of that is in the meter of Ava Hashem, the Chofetz Chaim, at the end of Sefer Shemiras HaLoshon, almost like the last page of Shemiras HaLoshon. So he talks about one of the mitzvahs to medius is Avas Hashem, which means it's a chiyuv which a person constantly has, as opposed to something which is done one time in the day, etc. But because of that, we almost never do it. You know, a person puts on tefillin every day, he puts on tefillin every day. A person is chiyuv to have Avas Hashem every single moment. How often do we think about having Avas Hashem? Since a person has a chiyuv at least once a day to think about Avas Hashem. When he says a person should do it, like halacha, a person can't. If a person has a mitzvah to do, which he has, he's not allowed to eat until he does the mitzvah. A person has a mitzvah to take lulav, he can't eat before taking lulav. Shofar is a big discussion. How would the tzibur is knowing to eat before shofar? You know, whatever the heter is. But that's when a person cannot do a mitzvah until he's done it. So at least before he goes to eat, he has to stop and think about Avos Hashem. How you become Avos Hashem? You think about how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done tovus to the person, how the Rosh Hashanah constantly takes care of us. And because of that, we come to the meter of Avas Hashem. So the Chara, the meter of Birchus and Nehenen, is an expression of Avas Hashem. But the Gemara is not like that. But the Gemara makes a drasha about Tol Yisrael, Mo Hashem Lekecha She'el Mimachim Le'yiras Hashem. The Gemara says, Al Tikra Mo Elameya. So, Al Tikra Mo Elameya is Yiras Hashem, not Avas Hashem. As a matter of, you know, when we mentioned this once, when was the tekana of Birchus and Hanan put into place? That Allah may brachus b'chayyim, because I'll say it was a tekana. It's a drasha from Pesach. It was Betzim. It was at a smachta. The ikur tekana was put in that place with David HaMelech. There was a magefa in Klal Yisrael. David HaMelech saw that the magefa in Klal Yisrael is because that they're not acting proper. So he instituted may brachus b'chayyim. And you think about it, may brachus David HaMelech's may brachus b'chayyim was quite something very, very powerful. Now, nowadays, we use a standard Nusach HaBracha. This man double melt, there was no standard Nusach HaBracha. So a person would have to create his own Nusach HaBracha. So 100 times a day, he would have to stop and think about something and say, in his own words, say, thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something. So it's a very powerful thing. But the more is miyachat to the meter of Yira. What is the meter of Yira? Difficult word, you know, we talk about it, we have awe from Hashem, we have respect, we have, you know, what is when we have awe? You know, what does it mean? The meaning of year is not to have awe. The meaning of year is, Huna talks about the difference between year is the ability of awareness of limitations. I said over the muscle before, right? The reason why we have fear from somebody is because we realize our limitations vis-a-vis that person. So if I'm walking down the street and it's nighttime, this is the muscle I always give, so at least it sounds familiar. Right? I'm walking down the street and it's nighttime, and I'm walking down a dark alley and I meet a guy, and the guy is 300 pounds and he has two bats in each hand. So I'm scared. Why am I scared? Because I realize my limitations vis-a-vis this person. Now, of course, if I'm 400 pounds and I have three bats in each hand, I'm not scared. Because I have no limitations vis-a-vis that person. The awareness of gvulas, of limitations, is the world of yira. So yira is the person living with awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the extent that he will control himself. He will put limits on himself. It's not just he has awe from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's very nice. But if it doesn't translate into reality, that's not yira. Yira is the meter of self-control. To be able to control myself because I live with the Kodesh Baruch Hu's awareness to the point that I will live with that awareness will impact me. The Chinuch says this. Chinuch, when he talks about the mitzvah of yira, he says, it's a mitzvah tamidi. Mitzvah Yerushalayim is a constant mitzvah, one of the six mitzvahs which are constant mitzvahs. But he says, but the Iker Zman of the mitzvah is when a person has a Dvar Avera Bodli Yodai, he's mechuyev to be ma'ar ruche, to arouse himself to be aware that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives punishment, etc., and not do the Avera. And if he does not do that, he was bit to the mitzvah set. So a person, right now, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he doesn't have Yerush Hashem. He's not mevav to lase, he just didn't do it. But if at the moment where he is confronted with a challenge, and he doesn't rise to the occasion and put the Kadosh Baruch Hu's reality in front of him, his face, to the point that therefore he controls himself, he's been mevat to the mitzvah to say, because that's an ikir zman l'chiyuv is. That's how the chinuch understands the mitzvah of Yerush Hashem. And the Mora says, you get it from brachos. The person, 100 times a day, a person stops and he says, Hashem, thank you. So besides the thank you, hey, there's a burial off of the veld. In other words, I need to constantly put my reality in front of myself. I live dependent on a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Living dependent on a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the meat of Yira. I don't exist on my own. I need a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I better, you know, be nice to him. Because if I'm not nice to him, he's going to bat me one, right? That's Yira. The meat of the mitzvah, tefillah, what is tefillah? Tefillah, a person stands in front of his creator and says, Hashem, you know what? I need das. I don't have das. I need to get it from you. I need help. I'm having a test today. I want to do well on the test. I'm a smart guy. No, you're not a smart guy. The Hashem gives das. Without das, you're a fool. I need you to give me das. I need refuah. I need Yeshua. I need parnosa. I don't have it on my own. I admit there with total humility, I can't do it on my own. From a young age, you want to mechanach your children that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, the kids song, like, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. What does that mean, Hashem is here, Hashem is everywhere? So he's up there, but he's not in here. Like the song forgets one spot. There's one spot that we need to put a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the most important spot is Hashem is here, inside of our hearts. So, our whole being exists from him. If we can do that, we've given our children an understanding of what life is about. It's fascinating. The Rebbeinu Yonah has a sefer called Sefer Hayira Rebbeinu Yonah. What is Sefer Hayira Rebbeinu Yonah? Rebbeinu Yonah wrote a sefer. Sefer Hayira basically is Seder Hayyot. Get up in the morning and do this mitzvah like this. It's basically, do what you're supposed to do the whole day. It's a halacha sefer. It's basically a halacha sefer. It's presented as it's stuck in the Musa Svarim, you know. But it's basically a halacha sefer. He says this is what you're supposed to do in the morning. Why is it called sefer a year? Why is it called sefer a year? It's because the idea of setting up your day to do serve Kadosh Baruch was the meat of year. Maybe in the Tilsadayim. There's a machlokes in the Rashba, why we wash our hands in the morning. But the Rashba says, why do you wash your hands in the morning? A person gets up from at night, he's about to start his day, he has to dedicate himself. So just like the Kayan, when he would walk into the Mikdash, the way he would dedicate himself to service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Mikdash was by washing his hands and feet. He would do an act of, like, taking himself out of the mundane world that he was before, he's here now consecrating himself for the service of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we wash our hands every morning, the Rashba says. Every morning you are like the Kayan going into the Mikdash to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what a person washes his hands in the morning, the Rashba says. The Rashgrad actually says a different reason. Because the person wasn't clean, so he has to cleanse himself. So I'm saying Pshat in the Rashba, so the Rashba, you know, it's maybe not Pshat. But at least the Havana of that concept, the act of the Tehillah Shadayim, either the Nekiyah Shabbat or the dedication which exists in it, it's you're a Kohen. Kaisel or Kahana. You're serving Kadosh Baruch Hu your own way. Not in the Mikdash. In your own Dalai Lamas, in your own challenges. You're here to serve Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can give him a day. You give him a korban. You know, we can give him Kadosh Baruch Hu a korban. We can give him my service of this day. I'm going to give him a good day. I'm committing myself at the beginning of the morning. I wash hands. I'm committing myself to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu a good day. I'm going to do as best as I can to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu a day he'll be happy. And then they say, well, you know, I was so happy you gave me that day. It really made me feel good. Baruch Hashem will say. That's what I'm giving him. It's like a korban. It's a reich l'chayach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We can give a Kadosh Baruch Hu a reich l'chayach. So you want to teach your kids, you know what? From a young age, you know what? You can give a Kadosh Baruch Hu a reich l'chayach. You can give him a korban. Acting properly is giving Kadosh Baruch Hu a reich l'chayach. And you're a nachas ruach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Sharmarti v'nasas v'tzarni. I spoke, and what I want, Rashi says, what I wanted you to do, you did. So if you can give your children the understanding that we need to come on to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but Kadosh Baruch Hu has to come on to us. Havayda sarchi, but he needs us to serve him. And we can give a Kadosh Baruch Hu something very special. Give him a present, a korban every day. Then the day, Rashi says, Klai Yisrael, put a crown on my head. You can serve the Bari Olam of Bari Kolamas. It's a tremendous opportunity that you're giving to your children to understand what life is about. Life is not about anything. You know, life is not about pranasa. No, right? Life is about mammon. No, life is about good food. No, life is about friends. No, life is about having kids. No. What are we here for? What's the legacy you're going to leave to your children? What lesson did you teach your children? Life is for what? What would you like your children? What would you like your children to? If they'd say, after what my father taught me, life is about being true to my friends. Beautiful thing. The Rosh says, I have a better message. Life is about being true to your best friend. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is your best friend. Being true to him, recognizing that he's there for you. He gives you what you need, and you have to recognize that and appreciate that, and therefore you have to serve him and give him back what he wants you to do.